This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, the baddest man ever.
Problem with Funk Friday is just like a lot of the great bumpers that Bo plays. It's like you don't even want to talk over
him. Yeah, man. Richie Rauch was a bad boy. You want to let him go. And I'm talking about Shaft. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I love Shaft. I do. I like Richard Roundtree.
Did you like the Samuel L. Jackson version?
I love Samuel L. Jackson, so I'll say that. I love the first one. Now, when he brought his nephew or his son or whatever that little dork was.
Oh, was there a second one?
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
I just saw the first one.
It was awful. Because I love Samuel. I do.
But that's not what I asked. I know you love Samuel L. We all do.
Yes.
Do you like the Samuel L. Jackson version of Shaft?
No.
It's okay.
And you know why I don't like it? It's not because of Samuel. It's because everybody else in that damn movie. The People's guy, People's was Martin Luther King Jr. y'all know
in
that?
What movie?
In Martin Luther, it was
really?
Was he in Selma? No, he wasn't in Selma. But he was Martin Luther King in one of the in Martin Luther King thing. So I can like And he's gonna be Peoples up there sitting on the beat. Come on, man. Come on. I can't. That's the only. I love Samuel. I saw a Samuel quote interview the other day. Samuel said, "What did he say?" He said, "I hate talking about, you know, because you had drug addiction and everything." Samuel said, "I hate talking about my drug addiction because it was fun." I was having fun while I was doing it.
Yeah, no, I heard some quotes of him talking about drugs in the 60s and 70s as well. And
that's only, I love Samuel.
He had some great quotes about
everybody else in the damn movie that I hate.
Oh, Christian Bale was in that movie?
Yeah, I hate everybody.
That's crazy.
That's the only thing. I hate
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, I just hate everybody.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Oh, God, he was awful.
Richard Roundtree was actually in it.
Richard Roundtree was in it.
He was in it as
Richard Roundtree.
Didn't he make it like a Saturday Night Live type sketch? Kind of like they did with Starsky and Hutch.
Tried to, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think that was the only thing. I love Samuel. I just don't like everybody else.
I remember we went and saw it in the theaters, and I was like a sophomore in high school at the time or something like that.
Right.
I was like, I don't know, that was great. Samuel was cool. I had never seen any of the actual original Shaft at that point.
Right.
And then I saw some later, and I was like, oh, no, that wasn't as good as
the original Shaft. No, there's nothing like the original Shaft, man. But I know NFL No Huddle, but because we were just talking
about. We can wait.
We were just talking about Kyle Pitts and everything.
May.
And so I just like, get you somebody who loves you. Like Arthur Smith loves Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
He's going to find a way to get Jonnu on his team. If you ever heard, their rumors are, and Shefty put it out there, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are making inquiries about Jonnu, who just got kind of a new deal.
He had a really good year last year.
Yeah, he's the best player on the team.
Yeah.
And broke all my damn records.
Oh, did he actually get there?
Yeah, he broke all my records. Yeah.
Because it was, what was the guy's name? A couple
Mike Gesicki.
Gesicki was good, and then he kept getting hurt.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to get hurt.
And I like Jonnu.
I'd do a little silent fist pump every time Gesicki went down for the remainder of the season. I was like, Randy's records, because there are records. Our records are safe.
But I really, really like Jonnu.
Yeah, Jonnu's a good player.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, just
although last time they were together, he was good, but I wasn't his fault. The offense
was very, very bad. That wasn't his fault. That
was more of a quarterback situation
like that. But, I don't know what's going on down there in Miami. I know what's going on. You got bad contracts, you know, between Tua and Waddle and Tyreek.
Yeah.
You can't pay nobody else. And they're going to be so bad this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be really bad this year. But, Jonnu going to Pittsburgh. I like it.
Yeah, it seems like a good move.
It seems like a great move.
Yeah, that would be the third time they've been together, right? Because they were in Tennessee and then here, and then if they got back together there. I had heard, and I haven't really – nah, never mind. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to say it. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Huh?
I thought you were about to give me something.
Nah.
Set.
It's evergreen. If it actually turns out to be true, then – We'll talk about it.
All right.
All right. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 15 minutes away from getting back into some NBA playoff conversation, as well as the Eastern Conference Finals continue for at least one more game. But let's hear from Ben Johnson, who is the very quotable, I guess, because it seems like he's saying something every day.
They are getting on my damn nerves.
And when he's quoted, he's often being quoted about his quarterback, which makes sense. His quarterback's being talked about a lot this offseason. Just a lot of stuff going on with the Bears off the field. Anyway, here's Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams' body language.
Early in the process, we sat down and we watched some tape from a year ago, and we talked it through. It's like, is this what we want to look like or not? And we come to an agreement. No, it's not. And okay, we learn from it. And we move on to the next thing. So, body language is a huge thing. Demeanor. We don't want to be a palms up team where we're questioning every. No. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
I get what he's saying. I don't know that I've ever heard that discussed publicly.
Exactly.
By a coach or a coaching staff or anything like that.
Exactly.
Do you think you're a good body language guy?
Hell no.
You don't?
No.
What do you mean?
You always know where you are with me.
But I think that's great, though. Like, your body language is very clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm ready to go, my body will tell you I'm ready to go. If I don't want to be here,
I think
something like that.
My body has pretty good language, but my face, I have no poker face.
You're a face reader.
Yeah, my face, yes. You know exactly how I feel. And this is probably no surprise, but the same is true for my daughter.
Yeah, she's a freaking clone.
She's my little twin. Yeah, there's no doubt. She looks like me, but she acts like her mom, which is great. It's like having arguments with a miniature version of my wife, but her face looks like me.
Yes.
So it's really weird.
Yeah, she's
you don't have
clone.
Arguments. But anyway, they had their dress rehearsal yesterday for the performance tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're four. They're four and five. So everybody's doing their best. But the girl that was next to her really didn't know the dance. Really didn't know the dance at all. And my wife has like a zoomed in video of the rehearsal, and she was showing it to me last night. And Lily's, you know, she's doing it. She's doing a routine, whatever. And then she catches a glimpse of the girl next to her not doing the routine.
Uh-huh.
And the way that she looked at her, I was like, she looked
face.
At her with the rudest look.
Yeah. Fix
she,
your face,
like she looked
girl.
At her like, what are you doing? And then she looked out in the audience to see if is everyone seeing this?
Yes.
Is everyone seeing this girl not do the dance? And then at one point they all have to like follow each other in a parade off the stage, and the little girl didn't go. And she's in front of Lily. So Lily taps her on the shoulder and gives her like the scoot
Miss
motion.
Bossy. Miss Bossy.
She's a bossy little pants.
Yeah. Miss Bossy.
Boy, was it funny, though.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Bad body language. I bet it was.
But see, that's the thing about being a dad is that you do stuff like that. You laugh at your children when they do that.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
Yeah, I laugh all the time.
I was like, dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's also not wrong. The girl, like, what are we doing?
Get your little ass plieing.
Yeah, man, we've been studying tape this week. I know the routine.
Yeah.
I've done it 17 times this week.
Get over there and go do your plie.
Yeah, man. Lily's like, why does this girl not know this stuff? Anyway, do we want to do Justin Fields? That's kind of boring. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was asked about whether or not he's going to play in the Olympics in 2028.
It's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. You know, I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
You know how old Patrick Mahomes is going to be in 2028?
32. Yep.
That's not very old.
No, it's not.
That obviously
he don't want to play.
He's not going to play flag football. Like, I'm not surprised by that answer. I keep forgetting how young he is.
Yep.
How quickly it's all happened, and how he's just still in the middle of all.
He's such a good player he's been a good player from the start. But this whole flag football thing, it's just really, and again, it's you got time, and it's really irritating me that they're not going to, like, there's dudes that play professional flag football, and it is different. It's different. It's different concepts to when we get all that, but just to tell me that you're just going to have just a whole thing of NFL football players is going to be the answer? I just don't believe that.
Well, they might not.
Yeah.
They might. Those guys might be the team.
Like, I ain't playing. Like, if I'm them, no.
Did they ask?
No, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't play.
Oh,
yeah,
because
the thing about it is in the middle, right before training camp and all that stuff. Nah.
Yeah, and look, maybe it will, but you get it, though. Like,
I understand.
You get their propping up of the flag football and the owners passing 32-0.
You can have the one money, player. The money grab.
None of them are going to play. The owners were like, we'll pass it, but obviously you can't. I mean, maybe like a practice squad guy, but like you're not going to have Bijan Robinson out there. Or like, I know they did their fun draft on NFL Network of who the guys you want to see, and like Lamar Jackson, I guess, hasn't met with the media yet, but his answer is going to be the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll play.
They're not playing in the thing, but you understand why they have to promote it.
I understand it.
Here's Tyreek Hill wanting to do what we all need to try to do, is improve himself.
I got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position, you know what I'm saying? So,
And you did. And it's finally got on him so much that his personal is leaking into his professional. And the distractions and everything, that it weighs on you, man. And right now, it's no secret he's going through this public divorce with his wife and all this and everything else. And it took a toll on him. And I don't know how you get rid of all those distractions, because one thing about it, all them damn, you know, sometimes those issues or whatever just don't go away. They're still going to be there, but you got to learn how to deal and get through them. But he has worst season of his career.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he's got the like leaving the game early stuff.
I mean, he had a lot of stuff
weird
that
quotes,
went
bad tweets.
And that was the biggest thing. It's like, as a teammate, you going to reek. Yeah. Like,
Yeah, it seems like he understands that all happened. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like the answers that he's giving this offseason are in line with somebody who did some stuff you're not supposed to do.
Right.
And he's trying to get back in the good grade, which is good. Like, it's good self-awareness to be like, all right, I got to clean this up a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, you go out there and catch 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns, all will be forgiven.
And he had the bad wrist the whole season. He had surgery to fix that. So, But they had trouble down there.
He can fix it.
He's still special.
Pretty fast.
He's still special.
Catch a couple touchdowns. I think people will be like, you know what? Tyreek's not such a bad guy.
He's still
special. You know, we really like him. Mercedes Lewis says he'd like to play his 20th NFL season.
I mean, all right. What was it, with the Bears last year?
Well, I mean, this is not just some guy saying that. He played his 19th NFL season, and now he wants to play another one.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Good for him, man. Good for him. I like Mercedes. It's a good dude. Just a consummate pro, man. And as his because one thing about it, he's big as hell. And as his receiving skills kind of diminish a little bit, he turns to one of the best blockers ever. And the Bears went. They drafted a tight end because they got Cole Kmet.
They got Colston Loveland.
But so they're fine there. But good for him, man. Good for him. 20 years?
20 is a lot.
That's a lot of damn football for a tight end anyway. Not for everybody else. But
the kicker could play 20
years. I saw this one, and I would love to see him go back to Denver, but Von Miller, he's a free agent and everything. He said he don't think that's going to happen.
I'll take him.
I was going to say that. Would you bring him here?
Sure.
They got Leonard Floyd already. But, you can never have enough passes.
I would.
But the thing with Von is Von wants to be in rotation, but Von don't want to be deep in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Von want to be at least the third end.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he's getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, he wants to be at least the third end.
Why not?
I don't think they view him that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
I mean, if he's not that guy anymore, then no. But, like, I wouldn't mind being the team to find out.
Yeah, no, he's such a good dude.
You know what I mean?
We want to talk about all-time great. One of the best players I've ever played against, and he was young, man.
Well, somebody's going to sign him.
Yeah. I mean, I think that now because minicamps is in 2 weeks, once minicamps are over, you'll start to see some of these guys. I saw an article on Justin Simmons talking about he still wants to play. I think you look at Justin Simmons.
Judon hasn't signed anywhere, has he?
Judon. No. You look at some of those guys. After minicamp, you might start seeing a lot of those, especially when you get closer to training camp.
Yeah.
Bringing those guys in. To get a look at them, especially when you see what you got. You're like, I don't think we're going to make it with this guy.
All right, we can use a little more depth here.
Yeah. We'll
bring this guy in.
Yeah, we're not going to make it with that guy.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NBA playoffs conversation. Pacers-Knicks game 5 last night was a little bit of a snoozer, but at least that means you get another one, maybe two more possibly. We already know who's going to meet them in the NBA Finals as the Thunder get to sit and wait, but we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from a little back page with Bo, as well as the Friday Sports Jeopardy. We'll get there in 20 minutes. Final, or not final, noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into some NBA conference finals conversation in just a few minutes as well.
My wife always sending me these damn reels, and this was, and it's so not true. She has this praying hands that says, "Me praying, my husband sees the brake lights ahead of us, and we don't die because I can't say anything because I already got the speech you want to drive." That is not true. All right, I did not. That is not true because she always does. Like, I can see my proof. She'll start grabbing. Yep. I'm like, what are you bracing for? I see this damn car.
Yep.
Like the most annoying. There's nothing worse than listening to your wife when you drive it. There's a spot.
Yeah.
You want to drive? This is why I don't come nowhere.
Can I reveal something?
You're that guy.
I'm her.
You're her?
Yeah.
Are you really?
I'm that passenger. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when Ashley's driving, all squirmy and squeamish and stuff?
I try not to.
Right.
Because I know that she notices, right, and that's not helpful.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to criticize. But, like, you don't have to be that close to the car in front of you.
Like, I've never run into anybody from the one time. And I was 13, and then I snuck my mama's car out.
All right. So, yeah, you got a pretty clean record for a while.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, but really running in the back of somebody, I don't do that.
You never rear-ended anybody?
No.
She may have. She may have. Again, I don't want to be that passenger.
Why are you bracing for impact like we're going to go through the damn car?
Now,
like,
here's my reason. Here's my reason, and this is what I claim. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been in two super bad car accidents.
That is true.
So I think I'm a little bit, like, shook just in general whenever there's, like, because I didn't see either one coming.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, bang, you're, like, unconscious.
Okay.
It could be.
Okay.
She also drives like Dale Earnhardt Jr. Like, that could be another reason.
But see,
reason
that's
why.
Her, though. That's what I'm saying. My wife drives, like, I'm like, why? Like, I don't say nothing because I'm over there chilling most of the time. And for the most part, I usually do all the driving.
Exactly. But that's how I deal with it. Yeah. I just drive.
Yeah, but I usually do all the drive. But when I do ride with you, I'm like, hold on. You ain't no, come on now. Like, I forgot last time she drove my truck. We were out leaving the Stripers game. Had quite a few drinks.
So she drove.
And I just look over there and, like, hold on. Like, I don't drive this truck this damn fast. Like, your little bit ass got it out. And it's so funny because my wife is short. And so her driving my truck, she has a seat damn near all the way up.
Right, she's got to be, like, hugging the steering wheel.
And be booking it.
See, now that's why I do have a leg to stand on in this situation, because I'm the safest driver in the world. Like, I drive, slow, probably, according to most people, but the speed limit, and I stay in the right lane, and I stay out all your guys' way. You guys want to be in a NASCAR race? That's fine. I'm going to be over here what I consider to be safe. So at the very least, I'm not doing the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like she's doing to you. But yeah, that's why I always do the driving. But she will, and she doesn't do it rudely. She tries to be polite about it.
Right.
But like if we're in a rush, she'd be like, why don't you let me drive? Like, oh, you don't think we can get there on time if I drive because I'm going to go the speed limit and we're 7 minutes late?
Yeah.
All right, you go ahead and drive. And then I just try not to watch.
When's the last time you went fast?
I don't know. I was probably going on 75 today
because
I was in the left. I was a little late for my haircut, so I was in the left lane, and everybody was going 80, so I was going 80. I'm not your grandma. Like, I'm not Grandma Bunker in the right lane over there messing up traffic for everybody. I'm a respectful. I drive the way I live. Right.
Okay.
I'm not bothering anybody. I've got my own style that I kind of roll with. And then I'm fine.
Right.
I'm not messing with anybody. I'm not getting in anybody's way.
Right.
You know, some people are aggressive, kind of walk into a room all loud.
Yes.
That's how people drive.
Yes.
I don't drive like that.
Okay.
I walk into a room cool. I drive cool.
Okay.
Okay. I drive how I live.
You're a cool-ass driver.
Bother you on the road. Because if you want to go fast, you'd be over there in the left lane.
Right.
Now, I was over there today because I was a little bit late. I wasn't going crazy. I wasn't going 110 or anything on the connector.
Yeah.
But I was going 80. As was everybody else.
That sounds like that's aggressive for you, though.
Yeah. I mean, again, the element starts to shake. You get around 82. Element's not built for speed. Thing looks like a toaster. But it's not aerodynamic.
But it's so funny. Every time I see it, I don't care where I'm at. Every time I see an element, I'm like, Andy here? Every single time.
You see them less and less these days.
Every single time.
Which I love.
I'm like, Andy here? Every single time.
Because they don't make them anymore. They discontinued the element in like 2012. Mine's in very good condition.
Yeah.
They don't make them anymore.
Paid off and everything.
Paid off. Still looks pretty solid. Not too many dents or dings as long as I'm driving. Because it's been wrecked, but I didn't wreck it. doesn't matter who did. It's actually been wrecked twice, and I didn't wreck it, and two different people have wrecked it.
That's one thing I'm always thankful for is being blessed to do what I've done and everything. Like, I've never had anybody wreck my car.
Yeah.
Or hit my, like, let somebody use the car and they bring it back, tow up. I've never, ever experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
Snuck my mama car out. I had no business driving it. And then, like, ran into it. But, like, I wasn't worried about nothing but whether she was going to kill me or not. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. like, if another grown person tears up another grown person's car.
I don't know.
Like,
what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah, like, how do you make it up to that person? Because, like, you were driving it for a reason.
Yeah.
Probably needed transportation. So it's not like you're doing great.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you borrowed it because he needed to get somewhere.
The only thing I've ever done was I scuffed Terrence's rim one time. When Terrence Edwards, when he was a roommate, and Terrence just go to bed all early. He had a nice Escalade on some things. So, yeah, I'm taking it out around Athens. And, boy, we're coming, trying to get park back in our house and hit the side of the curb.
I bet he didn't like that.
Oh, he didn't know for a while. it took me a long time because Terrence wasn't paying no attention. So yeah. I was like, yeah.
But then you were able to make it up however you needed to do that.
Yeah.
You found some means.
I scuffed the rim one night.
Yeah. But then you came upon some money and you were whatever. You were able to make it up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, my dad had a 66, God, what was it? It was just a nice muscle car back in the day, like when he was like in his prime, you know, like early 20s, cut off Levi's, no shirt, six pack Steve,
right,
you know?
Right.
And he had a, God, I wish I could remember what it was. But anyway, it was like a really nice car. And his brother wrecked it, just drove it and wrecked it. And it's not like he could pay for it.
And that's
I wrecked the car.
Like,
sorry, bro.
Are you going to pay for this?
Yeah.
No, man.
Super Sport. He had a 66 Super Sport.
Damn.
With like the racing stripe on it and all that
Steve
stuff.
He was on, huh?
Yeah, man. My dad, he was out there. He was doing great. He was doing great. I see. We had old photos because the kids are going to, it's a big weekend. Obviously, Lily's got her ballet recital tomorrow, and then the kids are getting baptized on Sunday. We found some old pictures of my baptism when I was whatever, how old, like 6 months old or whatever it was. My dad, obviously younger, showed him the picture and he was like, damn, I was handsome. Yeah, handsome. He's a handsome man.
That's hot.
All right. What do you want to say about the NBA?
Well,
that game last night was a dud.
That game sucked last night, and mainly because the Pacers didn't show up.
I don't know. You think so?
I was going to say this, but I would give the Knicks more credit.
I want to give the Knicks credit.
Played harder. I thought they had a great plan for Halliburton because what they did was they made him work. They picked his ass up 90 feet and Bridges was all over him. And Jalen Brunson was not going to be the little brother yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting through screens and everything like that. Now, can he do it again tomorrow night? They need him to, because if they win, if this game goes back to New York City, the Pacers are done.
I agree with that. Yeah. If it goes 7 and they get back to the Garden, I think that it's over.
I
just, like, in general, as a, you know, I'm not a diehard of either one of these teams, obviously. I think on a night-in, night-out basis, the Pacers tend to be a pretty enjoyable team to watch.
Yeah.
Like, they play a pretty, like, visually appealing brand of basketball. They like to run. They share it. Halliburton's fun to watch for the most part. Kind of has a goofy shot, but whatever.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. If the Knicks play the way they played last night, they're actually fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Brunson scored 32 points and only shot 4 free throws.
Yes.
He wasn't flailing and trying to get to the line.
Exactly.
Like, it was actually...
Exactly.
Karl Anthony Towns was taking it to the rim with a purpose. Like, it was fun to watch him do that. Now, he still is a very awkward mover. Like, even when he's playing like he was playing last night, it still looks a little bit weird. Did you see that stat on the postgame show that he and Brunson are now just the third duo in NBA history to each have 20 plus in the first 5 games of a conference finals?
I'm trying to think who Shaq and Kobe. And
you gotta go way back for this one.
Magic and Kareem?
Nope, further back. Same team.
Jerry West and Elgin?
That's right. Yeah. Jerry West and Elgin Baylor.
Damn.
Jerry West and Elgin Baylor, Shaq and Kobe, mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. Which, you know, like one of these things is unlike the other.
Right.
They're in the conference finals and they're playing really. Here's the thing about, like, we have fun with Karl Anthony Towns and everybody does. This is the best he's ever played.
He's a good damn player.
This is the
player.
Best year
yes.
he's ever had.
Yes.
This regular season, he averaged like 26 and whatever.
Right.
It's the best playoff run he's ever had.
Right.
And honestly, last night is about as efficient as he can be. He just has to, and this is the thing about him, he has to stop making stupid fouls because in Indiana, they're going to call even more on him and they're going to try to go at him, I would think. I don't know why they didn't go at him in the fourth
exactly.
quarter when he already had four. That was the thing about Indiana. It did feel like after things got a little bit rough, some of the starters scaled back a bit.
Yeah, like let's
get home. I also wonder, like, because it's out of desperation. Like, Tibbs doesn't want to be doing this, but he has to because his guys are just worn ragged and some of them are banged up. But, like, working in Landry Shamet for 15 minutes and DeLon Wright for 10.
I forgot this guy was playing.
Yeah, well, because he didn't.
I know. That's what I'm like. I forgot he was in the league.
But it's amazing how much better, like, Josh Hart can be.
Why didn't that PJ Tucker play?
Well, we're not that desperate. We're talking about Tibbs. But he's going eight deep now, nine deep on his bench. It's crazy.
Because he could.
Yeah, I think because he has to.
Because he could.
You think he's, like, willingly doing it?
Because he could. Because he's like, oh, because with how the game
oh,
because
the game. But Shamet and DeLon have played a little bit in this series.
He's like, going to play seven people.
I know. I know. I just wonder, like, because that's always the knock on Tibbs.
Let's not get comfortable with eight or nine.
No, I know.
Like what Kenny Smith said last night, Kenny said that Tibbs wouldn't play nine if it was a baseball game.
But he did.
Yeah, exactly.
He played nine last night. Exactly. That's a great line, by the way, from Kenny Smith. I just wonder if, like, the desperate situation will open his eyes to, oh, yeah, these guys are all better in the fourth quarter when they're fresher. I know he's a little deep in his career to be changing his stripes.
And his hairstyle?
He should change that.
Got to get rid of that.
He should change that.
You got to get rid of that.
He just perpetually looks like he just ate some bad shellfish. Like, his facial expression is, oh, God, what was wrong with those shrimp?
He's real clammy.
Yeah, not great. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, shout out to Jeff Prince. Jeff Prince is on summer vacation. He's a teacher.
Okay.
We're not really doing happy hour Fridays anymore, but if you want to send us pictures of you drinking something, feel free.
Yeah.
We love it. Jeff's facing a bottle of Bullet Bourbon. Looks like he's happy that school's over.
Hell yeah.
He also said, tag, you're it.
Yeah, I'm glad he is, brother, because I'm going to tell you something about these children when they're out of school, man. It's because the one they do is they stay up all damn night.
Yeah.
Stay up all just all night, like we all did. But we would be outside doing stuff. You know, we'd be playing around everything. But I was just like, dude, if I got to go grocery shopping one more time this week, because, you know, I done bought all of them. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't do the Costco. My wife, you do the Costco, but we take care of everything because you're going to be home. He's 12. He can whatever. Teenagers, they can do. But the fact of how they just constantly eat and drink some and milk all day. And you come home, Andy, and it's four bowls in the sink that weren't there. I leave home probably at 9:30. I leave home at 9:30, so I get bash dropped off and everything. And there's no dishes in the sink. When I get home at 2:45, it's four. Like, I'm like, dog, how did you eat four different things this morning?
Right. That's one question.
Yeah.
The other question is, why not just use the same bowl?
Thank you.
If you're having four bowls of cereal,
you got cereal, then you got this, you got that.
Rinse it out. Use it.
Like, it's unbelievable.
You guys have a dishwasher, I
assume.
Yes,
we do.
Pop it in there.
It's too much, too easy.
Pop that bad
too
boy
easy,
in there.
Too easy, too easy. Like, I'm like, I love y'all. Y'all are my children, and I'm daddy will give y'all. But if I come here one more damn time, and this trash is pushed all the way down to the max, I'm talking about take out the trash. I hate mashers, all right? Hate mashers when it just keep mashing it down. Just take it out.
Amen.
Just take out the trash.
You know what I started doing? because I'm same boat.
Yeah.
And whenever there's a poop diaper, I just take it outside immediately because you don't want that thing in there. Mm-hmm. But if there's a trash compactor that's pushing it down and I got a poop diaper, set it right on top. Now the whole kitchen's going to smell like this because you wouldn't take the garbage out.
Yeah, man.
So now the whole kitchen's going to smell like this.
And, I don't,
and then I suffer and I was like, ah, oh, it smells like poop in here. Dude, why? Oh, yeah. And then I take the garbage out.
I would take the garbage. I mean,
so
I
it's a real win for me.
I'm trying to take out the garbage, but that's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, you know, as being the only kid, only boy, that was your job. My mama never took out trash. It was always my job to always take out trash.
I can't wait until, because I do remember I had all the jobs. Yeah. Like, I had to take out the trash,
wash the dishes
after dinner, because we didn't even have a dishwasher, which sucks. Yes. You gotta do the hand
I'm
dishes.
A dishwasher.
Yeah, and then like vacuum. I remember vacuuming the stairs. That was impossible. It took forever.
Yes.
Can't wait to turn these little kids into workers.
That's why I'm like, damn.
You ready to work?
Hey, Dad, I'm out of. I was like, Drew, we just went to the Costco on Sunday and loaded y'all up with stacks on top of stacks. Where'd they go? So your ass just sit here all day watching YouTube and eating damn snacks.
That's unhealthy.
In my chair.
You got to get out there and move.
Hey, sitting in my chair.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, man.
Glad you're enjoying yourself.
Got damn Cheez-Its and everything stuck in my chair.
All right, let's get to the back page. Let's do an abbreviated back page. I know we talked all the way into it. It is what it is. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So, look here.
I'm looking.
When I go out or we go out, Tara and I, and we know that we're going to have cocktails, we Uber. And that's actually something that we factor into our budget of going out or not going out. Because if we can't afford the Uber, we just don't go. So you got to be able to add $30 one way, maybe $50 all day onto whatever you're wanting to spend. I have no idea how rich people continue to get DUIs. Why? And look, I have no idea how much money also Mary Lou Retton has, former Olympian.
It's funny we talked about this before the show the other day.
But look, she drives a Porsche still. And when you go out drinking and then you get pulled over for driving your Porsche all over the road across multiple lanes, probably not a good idea to have a wine bottle sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, no.
Sounds like Mary Lou has a problem. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a. Yeah.
Come on,
that
Mary
didn't sound
Lou.
Like a rich person who took a chance. That sounded like Mary Lou finally got caught. You know what I mean? You got a wine bottle in the passenger seat?
$1,500 bond. So that's 12% of whatever her bail was. So what is that? $20,000? That's a pretty expensive charge.
Damn.
Yeah.
And Mary Lou's not a young lady. Like,
thankfully, she didn't wreck. She just got pulled over for swerving all over the road.
Thankfully, she didn't hurt anybody. How old is Mary Lou Retton? She's got to be. I mean, she won the gold in like 84, something like that. So.
Yeah, it was 84, 88.
She's got to be
84, I think.
Mid 50s, something like that.
Yeah.
Coming home from a 57.
There you go, 57. Okay.
Not that there's an appropriate age to be driving a Porsche with a wine.
That's no age, yeah.
But like 57, like, what are we doing here?
Call an Uber. Call a Lyft, people. It's not worth it.
Walk.
There you go.
Get a little exercise.
So real quick before we get to Sports Jeopardy, here's a funny one from the St. Brown podcast. They had Cam Scatabo on, and Andy, you and he may just be cousins.
I'm Norwegian, and then I have a little bit of Portuguese in me.
Oh! Okay, you're a little, I feel like you're a little spicy white. I can't tell what it is. You got the chains.
I grew up with a lot of... A lot of ghetto-ness in my life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a little bit of hood to me, but I also got some country to me, too.
Got a little in him. Yeah, he's a little spicy white. I don't know what it is.
Spicy white and ghetto-ness.
Okay.
Two terms I'd never heard before in St. Brown podcast last
week. Stat-a-boo.
No Portuguese in me. Been in some Portuguese. Never had any on my 23andMe, though.
Norwegian side of the family, though.
Yeah, Norwegian.
I have some Scatabos in there.
Been in some Portuguese.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was Portuguese.
Okay.
One of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting combination.
Half.
Yeah. I mean, half. You can.
Counts?
Full.
The blood doesn't have to be in you.
Yeah. It does not.
Cam Scatabue plays for who now?
The Giants.
Giants.
Yeah. Probably going to be their starting running back.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably going to be. Probably
I think they still got Devin Singletary who can't stay on the field. And,
oh, my God. I still. Yeah. That's when you know when a fan base is delusional. When Saquon left, and he's like, oh, Singletary, well, you know he had a better yards per average than Saquon. These are Giants fans before the season started last year.
Oh,
yeah. Like, that's why I always ask yourself, like sometimes, like, to trick your mind into things of thoughts like that. That ain't fandom.
Yeah, it's beyond.
That's beyond.
Well, because you know what fan is short for.
Yeah, fanatic and all that. But you're not
that's fanatical
you're
behavior.
Not a fanatic if you are having dumb thoughts. Fanatic is rooting it all. When you're just a dumbass if you
what's
think
a delusional fanatic?
With thinking that Singletary is better than
what's the word though?
yeah.
A Giants fan.
Yeah.
I think a Giants fan. But look, like, it's one of those things we talk about with various fan bases. It's like if you're still a fan of them, like, you know, something's loose. You got to be lying to yourself one way or another.
Yeah, like
because there's no logical reason to still be doing it, like putting yourself through it.
Singletary's better than Saquon. We're not going to miss a beat. That's about as bad as the people that said we were sleeping on damn Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, and
that ain't fanatic. That ain't fanatic.
That's delusion.
That's delusion.
It's delusion.
Yes, delusional behind fans.
It is indeed. And we thank you for being that way. Thank you. All right, let's get to a sports
goodness
jeopardy.
Gracious.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Abe's doing
it. Oh, Abe's doing it.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, who's that?
Yeah.
Howdy. The French Open is held annually at Roland Garros. Can you name either of the two main court names?
Ooh. I don't think I can.
Randy. French and Fry.
Neither one of those is correct.
I feel like when you say it, it's going to – because everybody's watched it a little bit, right?
I ain't even going to go up there and be like, after he gives an answer, oh, man, I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
I'm going to because it makes me feel better when I act like I knew.
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were still going to guess.
No. Nope.
Chartrier, Philippe Chartrier, or Suzanne Langlin?
Actually, nope. I had no clue.
I had no damn clue where it was.
French Open is going on, by the way, right now. One more French Open question.
Okay, good.
Which Asian American male, now 53 years
Andy.
Old, Andy?
Michael Chang.
That is correct.
It's the only one.
The one I know.
It's the only one.
That is correct. Was the youngest to have ever won the French Open, 17 years, 190.
I think he's from Seattle. Not that anyone cares. But I am too.
All right. On to real questions.
He's not. He's from New Jersey.
I was pretty sure Seattle wasn't right, but I wouldn't say
anything. There's just a lot of Asian people from Seattle, so.
Which TV service is the presenting sponsor of the NBA Finals?
Randy. ESPN.
Not the broadcast, the sponsor of the Finals.
Hold on. Say that again.
Which TV service is the presenting sponsor of the NBA Finals?
Is it Xfinity?
That is incorrect.
TV service?
Yes.
God, I don't even really know what that means. Is it Hulu?
It is not. YouTube TV.
Oh, okay.
You guys never seen that? No?
Hulu has live sports. I just remember those commercials. And everyone wears green and all that?
Yeah.
Pretty good commercials.
Either the player who holds the record or the number of the record itself. What's the most points ever scored in an NBA Finals game or the player that set that record?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Andy.
Andy.
Just going to guess Jerry West.
That is incorrect.
I guess Michael Jordan is the 6-3 versus the Celtics?
That was not a Finals. That is the playoff. I do believe.
Oh, okay.
The guy you mentioned not too long ago, Elgin Baylor.
Was on the right track.
61 points.
Wow.
61.
He went to Seattle University, and I do know that to be true.
As of Thursday, which Major League Baseball player has the highest WAR?
Randy.
Yes.
It's the kid from the Cubs.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
The Asian player from the Cubs.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Is it Aaron Judge?
Of course it is.
Yeah. He's batting like 400.
A lot of home runs, that guy.
Yeah.
The Hawks hold which two picks in
Andy.
The first round, Andy?
14 and 22.
Incorrect.
Whoa. Oh, dang it. Dang it.
14 and 22?
That's what he just said.
Oh, you said 22? Oh. I just said 13 and 22.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
Dang
it.
We're on the board. Andy holds a 2-1 lead. Who has the most career points in NBA Finals history?
Randy.
I heard Randy first.
Most points in NBA.
In a career.
Oh, the career. Oh, damn. I'm still going to go Michael Jordan.
That is incorrect.
It's got to be LeBron.
Also incorrect.
Really?
LeBron is second and close. It was the guy you had already guessed, Jerry West.
Jerry West, damn.
Okay. All right.
Name all of the Georgia players that were drafted in the first round of this year.
Jalen Walker.
Okay.
Micah Williams.
Okay.
Malachi Starks.
Okay.
Oh.
No, that's it. It's just three. Okay, so it's just three.
Was there another one? I was like, what did I miss?
It's just three. That is correct. What is the least populous city in the United States that is home to at least one franchise in any of the big four sports?
Randy.
Ooh. Randy.
Is it D.C.?
That is incorrect.
Now, they just have to have one, right?
Correct.
Not all four. Oh, they just have to have one. I mean, it would have to be Green Bay.
That is correct. And Andy wins 4-1.
I wonder how many, because the Carolina Hurricanes play in Raleigh, right? Is Raleigh big?
I have no clue.
I don't know either. It's always fun.
Raleigh's got 485,000 somewhere in there.
It's always fun, the ones that only have one, you know, like Portland.
Yes.
They just love it.
They
so
love
much.
The hell out of it.
They love that one team. Like Raleigh, Carolina Hurricanes. Are they still alive?
Who?
The Hurricanes.
No, Florida put them out. It's a rematch of last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Edmonton and Florida.
At least they won one this time.
They did. They got them one.
Because they had been swept in the conference finals. Who?
Carolina, because they can't, like you said, they finally won one.
They can't beat there. They can't beat Florida. There's no doubt about that. I'm happy it's a rematch. Last year's finals were awesome. So, didn't it go seven?
But it's so crazy because they played a clip today, this morning, of they had the inside of Edmonton's locker room listening to the celebration of Florida last year.
Oh, great.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Well, because Florida went up 3-0 and then Edmonton came back and 4-7. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.